In some ways, I missed writing in elementary and middle school. Of course, I was very limited to what I could write about, but my writing was considered good. I've always hated writing, and in elementary and middle school, it was completely painless to put no effort into my writing. All my teachers would always tell my parents and I that I was great at writing, and I should do it more often. I could put minimal effort into my writing, and my teachers would still praise me for how exceptional they thought it was, even though I didn't really try. Almost all assignments were a breeze. Then, I was put into Honors English 9. I still figured that I didn't have to put very much effort into my writing. This class couldn't be too different from my other English classes, right? Time went on, and I decided that I was doing pretty well. We spent lots of time studying Shakespeare, so, of course, we had to write an essay about him. I wrote my essay, looked it over, thought to myself, good enough to get an A, and turned it in. A few weeks later, I saw my grade in student view. I didn't do as good as I thought I had. I realized that Honors English is undoubtedly different from simple middle school English. I really have to push myself and make my writing the best that it can possibly be. Throughout ninth grade, I continued to push myself as a writer. This year, I have to push myself even further because I have to write poetry. Poetry. Just seeing the word makes me want to roll my eyes. In my opinion, it's one of the most awkward and unnatural forms of writing in existence. I'm never sure if it sounds satisfactory enough or where to put in new lines and stanzas. Poetry and I just don't mix. When you're like me, writing poetry can be a real challenge, but fortunately, there's a few tricks I learned that can make writing a whole lot easier. The most important part of writing poetry: believe in yourself. There isn't a single person who accomplished anything by sitting around and thinking to themselves, I can't do this. This is too hard. This is stupid. I admit, I was one of those people when it came to writing my very first poem. I would type a line or two, think about how embarrassing it would be if someone read them, and delete everything. The best thing to do is have a positive attitude and simply follow your instincts. Just let the words flow. I know it always seems like people have their eyes fixed on your screen and are judging you for what you've written, but in reality, everybody is focused on their own poems. Insecurities in writing never result in a good outcome. Just have the confidence to do your very best. Including emotion is another important part to remember when writing poetry. Without it, poetry is pretty bland. Emotion can turn a lifeless poem into something truly amazing, something that the reader can understand and connect to. Recalling good memories, bad experiences, and past conversations help you to emotionally connect to your writing. I feel like my first poem has a great use of emotion. I wrote about the time when my softball coach never let me bat, which was extremely personal to me. I really just let myself go and spilled all of my thoughts and feelings about that situation, most of which were not good. In the end, my poem actually turned out to be somewhat pleasant because I put lots of emotion into it. Even though including emotion and having confidence can make writing poetry considerably easier, it doesn't make writing poetry necessarily easy. There are still many more aspects of poetry that I have yet to learn. Hopefully, I can pick up even more tips and tricks to improve my poetry as time goes on. I don't think that in the future I'll be a famous poet, but that's still not a good enough reason to give up on trying to improve my poetic skills. You don't get pampered and babied anymore in high school English. You really have to step up to the plate and apply yourself.